We are learning Masechta Ksubos, Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning two lines at the bottom of Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. Amar lahen lechachmei Yisrael ani tzarach. He told his Talmidim, bring me the Chachmei Yisrael. Nichnasu esrei Chachmei Yisrael. So Rabbeinu HaKadosh, sitting on his deathbed, is giving his Tzavah. He says, I need the Chachmei Yisrael. The Chachmei Yisrael came to Rabbi. Amar lahem, al tispaduni b'ayaris. Don't be masked with me in the ayaris, in the cities. There are three levels of cities. There are small towns, which are called kfarim. Then our ayaris are bigger than kfarim. And krachim are the big, huge cities. Don't give me aspedim in the small cities or the ayaris, or, you know, either not the little towns and not the cities. Only in the krachim make aspedim for me. That's number one. Number two is, v'yeshiva yeshiva l'acha shleish miyayim. Go back to learning after 30 days. Only be giving me aspedim for 30 days, because if I aspedim, they were mevatel Talmud Torah for aspedim. Only do that for the 30 days. That's it. And Shimon Beni Chacham, my son Shimon, who's the younger son, is a Chacham, and he will be like the Av Bezdin. Gamil Beni Nasi. My older son Gamliel will be the Nasi, and Chanina Bar Chama Yosef Rosh, and Chanina Bar Chama will be the Rosh Hashiva. So Ramar goes through his Tava. Altis Vedunu Ve'yaris. So Sava Menev, they thought the reason was from Tircha, because they didn't want to matriach everyone from the small cities to come to the big cities, from the Kfarim to go to the Yaris. That's what they thought the reason was. After they saw, they made their spadim in the big cities, in the krachim, the huge cities, and everyone came. The reason why he said it is because he held that as kavodat Torah, we have to have a bigger crowd. And when you have big cities, then you automatically have very big crowds, because you automatically guaranteed a huge crowd. So that's the reason why I said I was covered on Torah, and that's the reason why I said it, not to do it in a small city. This way, you make the spread in the big cities, you'll have a big crowd. Zokta Gemara Vaita, Hashivu Yeshiva L'Achash Yisrael Miyayim. What's the pshat? Le'edifna Mimoyisha Rabbeinu. The reason is because he said, I'm not better than Moshe Rabbeinu. The Chassid says by Moshe Rabbeinu, Vivkum B'nei Yisrael's Moshe Vavar's Moshe Yisrael Miyayim. Plus Miyayim Softu. So he gets it by Moshe Rabbeinu, there's only a spread of 30 days. He says, I'm not bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu's 30 days. Me also only do a spade of 30 days. And what happened? So Lemaisa Tlosim Yoim Softu Bi Mama Velaila. For 30 days they gave a spade in both by night and by day. Mekava Elich Softu Bi Mama. They either gave a spade by day, Vigarasi Velaila, learned by night, or Softu Velaila gave a spade in by night, Vigarasi Bi Mama. Which means they weren't Vatal Taira. Ada Safti Tracy Yarkashasi. Still, they did it until 12 months. They had a spade in for the whole 12 months, but they weren't Vatal Taira. Therefore, they were Mekayim. His tzava. His tzava was only do 30 days, but that meant don't be mevatel Torah for more than 30 days. But once, after 30 days, they could not be mevatel Torah anymore, but they still could have a spade, there's no mevatel Torah. The Rebbe, the day that Rebbe died, Nafka Bas Kala, Bas Kala came out, Omer called the Hav of Ashkvazei, the Rebbe, anyone who was there by the Ptira, by the Levaya of Rebbe, Mezumenu L'chayam Ba, he's prepared for Chayam Ba. Taisus right away asked, what do you mean? Kol Yisrael yesh mechelek gamba. Taisus says, top Taisus, tema. What kol Yisrael yesh mechelek gamba? And for Taisus, that mezum mechelek gamba means even without din or yesurim. Every person has mechelek gamba, but he has to go through yesurim, maybe some gehenim. But they were mezum mechelek gamba means straight to chayim gamba. And the question really is, what's the pshat? Like, what's the epis? Because you were there by the Levaya, you go straight to chayim gamba. So the Svarim really say that there was such an inspiration by the Levaya that it caused everyone to do tshuva, and automatically was zeichel chayim gamba. A whole kaivis, there was a certain kaivis, a launderer, that kol yom av asu kamei, every day is to come to Rebbe. Who yom that day punk loyasa, and that was the Rebbe who was nifter. And he missed the Levaya, and even the Shama Hachi heard that he missed the Levaya, he was so distraught that he missed the Levaya, saw it, the Igre went up to the roof and off, and he fell off the roof, lachal he fell off the roof and died, he missed it, died. Because he was so distraught that missing Levaya. Yotze baska v'amra, af hu kaivis mezumim hu chayam ba. That kaivis also is mezumim to chayam ba. Shimon ben Chacham. Rebbe said, my son Shimon is the Chacham. Even though Shimon ben was the bigger Chacham than the older brother Gamliel, still Gamliel ben Nasi. My son Gamliel will be the Nasi. Amar Levi, Tricha leMeimar. Is that a Chiddush? And we'll see what the problem was. Is that a Chiddush? Of course the older brother becomes the Nasi. So Rabbi Shimon, who is Rebbe's son, stuck up for his father Rebbe. He said, Rabbi Shimon by Rebbe, Tricha leChavam et Lasra. Do we need you, Levi, and your limp? Levi, we know, he was showing a certain kida, a certain way of doing a shtachava in front of Rebbe, and he got limp from that. So he called him like a not such a good name. He called him, he said, we need you and your limp. So my kashle, what was bothering Levi? Levi's kashle was, what's Rebbe's chiddush? Even though Shimon is the chacham, still Gamliel is an asi. It's a pasuk. The pasuk says, Ves, it says, talking about the next king, Ves Hamamlocha Nason Liyahiram, Ki Hua Bechar, because he's the Bechar. So you see, Malchus goes to the Bechar. So what's the Chiddush that that Gamil is the Nasi? Oh, so and for the Gemara, no, Ahu, that case, Yahiram was Mamali Malkam Avaisavah. He was just as big as his father. Rabbi Gamil, in Mamali Malkam Avaisavah. Rabbi Gamil was in Mamali Malkam Avaisavah because he had a brother that was bigger than him. Shimon was bigger than him. So what's Takab Shah and Rabbi? Now, and what's Takab Shah and Rabbi? The Rabbi, my time. Levi's question was that that's Pashit because the Pasuk. And the Teretz is that it's not Shver from that Pasuk, because Lamaisa there, the son was just as big as the father. He's Mamale Makam Avaisa. Mashaykin here, he was not Mamale Makam Avaisa. But now, what's Takab Shat in Rebbe? Rebbe Namar Hachi, Nehide, Namal Makam Avaisa, Bechachma, but Yerushay, Mamale Makam Avaisa. Even though Itaki wasn't as big as his brother, younger brother, Nechachma, but in Yerushay, he was bigger than his brother. And therefore, when it comes to Nasi, the Iker thing is the Yerushay. Like it says in the Pasuk, regarding a king, it says in the pasuk, "Vahoisa imoy leman yilmad yiras Hashem alekav." Talking about the Sefer Torah, to be with him the whole time. It says in the pasuk by Melech, "Leman yilmad yiras Hashem alekav." Levitzur mitzvah yomun esmal. There's a very important thing for a king, a ruler, a leader to be a yirichet. That was the maila of Rav Gamil over his brother Rav Shimon. Zoktim maravaiter. Chanina bachama yoyishav roish. Rabbi was part of the tzavah. Was the chanina bachama be the rosh yeshiva? Like Kibbutz Rav Chanina, Rav Chanina didn't want to be Rosh Yeshiva. Why? Because Rabbi Efes, the Gadol Men Hashlish Al Mechsed, there was another Gadol who was the same level as him, but he was 2.5 years older, and he felt it wasn't the covet that he should be Rosh Yeshiva in front of Rav Efes. So he let Rav Efes be Rosh Yeshiva. Yosef Rabbi Efes Bereshav, Yosef Rav Chanina Avroi, and Rav Chanina sat outside for two reasons in the Gemara. Two reasons. First of all, he wasn't Nichfaf to Rav Efes, like Rashi says. He wasn't. Rav Efes wasn't bigger than him, so he wasn't going to be under Rav Efes. And number two is, Rebbe said he should be Rosh Yeshiva, so it didn't pass for him to sit there by Rav Efes. Akaponim, he's that outside. But also Levi, who was the same level as Rabbi Chanina, Yosef Gabay, he learned Bechavrusa outside with Rabbi Chanina. Noch Nafshi, the Rav Efes, when Rav Efes was Nifter, the Yosef Achiva Rashi, so Rav Chanina became Rosh Yeshiva. Lehava Levi and Shlomes Gabay. Levi didn't have any place want to learn. Because he didn't want to go be under a Talmud, under Rabbi Chanina, because he was the same level as Rabbi Chanina. So therefore, he left Eretz Yisrael, the Ka'asal of Bavel, he came to Bavel. The Hainu, the Armel of the Rav, that's what it says in the Gemara, when they told Rav once, Gavar Rav Iklan Ardoi Mitla. There's a big Yid that came to Nardoi. Nardoi was in Bavel, he came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and he limps. The Doris and Darshan Klilushari and Darshan that a lady is allowed to go out with a certain type of crown, certain type of a piece of ornament, because the reason why you like go out that way is because only a Ashir Isha Hashuva wears it and she won't take it off to show people. Agapanim, that's what the saying was said. But Omar, so Rav understood from that, Shmamina, he said, Nok Nafshi the Rav Office. It must be Rav Office died. The Yosef Rechinev Reish, Rechinev Roshiva, Allah have a Levi, in Ishlam Ezekabe. And Levi known to be with, to learn with, the cousin that came here. Because he heard that Gavar Rabba Iklar Adai Mitla, and he's limping, he knew that was Levi. He said, the only reason Levi could have came is because Rav Efes died, and he lost his Chavrusa. So that's what he picked up Pasha from the context clues, he figured out that was going on. Ve'eimah Rav Chinonach, Nafshei Rav Efes Kiyosef Yosef. How do you know Rav Efes won't have died? Maybe Rav Chanina died, and that's why he lost his Chavrusa. And Rav Efes still Rosh Shiva. The cause, that's where it came. So Gemara says it can't be. Two truths. It by the same, well, maybe because Levi, the Rebbe, Efes, make of a Kaivle. Levi would have sat by Rabbi Efes because Rabbi Efes was older. The only reason Rabbi Chanina didn't sit by him is because Rabbi Chanina was made Rosh Yeshiva by Rebbe. He wasn't going to sit on the Rabbi Efes. But Levi could have. So if he'd be alive, he'd just go to Rabbi Efes. He wasn't going to sit by Rabbi Chanina, but he'll sit by Rabbi Efes. The by the same, a different Teretz is, Kimen to Amar Rebbe, Chanina, Bachama, Yeshiva, Rosh, Sagi, Le Malach. He predicted, he said in Tzava, the Chanina Bar Chama will be the Rosh Shiva. It'll have to be like that. That they say something, Hashem is Mekayim. Therefore, if Rebbe said that he's going to be Rosh Shiva, and even though he gave it up at the beginning, but he's going to be Rosh Shiva one day, it had to be such a thing. Break the Gemara on Akasha, why did he put Rav Chanina Bar Chama as the Rosh Shiva? Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Chia was alive then, Rabbi Chia was just as big. Why did he make Rabbi Chia the Rosh Shiva? And maybe he's even more Rayu than Rabbi Chanina. Zoktimar Noch Nafshei, he really wasn't alive with them when Rebbe died. Freiting Gemara, Amar Rav Chia, Nibri Isi Kirish Rebbe, Rebbe died of Devayis. I saw the Oroin of Rebbe, I saw Rebbe's Oroin, and I cried on it. As Rashi says, means the Oroin. I saw the Rashi's Kirish Rebbe means Aronish Rebbe Rati of Zoyas, and I cried on it. So he said, obviously, Rebbe died first. So the Gemara Epoch said the opposite. Rebbe cried on Rav Chia's Aron. Break the Marana Kash. On Rav Chia, Oysa Yem Shemes, Rebbe, Batal Kedusha. The day Rebbe died, Kedusha was Batal. So you see again, Rav Chia was alive when Rebbe died. So you see, Rav Chia was alive. So why don't make Rav Chia Rav Shiva? Gemara Epoch, switch it around. It'll say when the Rebbe said on Rav Chia. Now, what does it mean, Batal Kedusha? So Pasuk Pshat means that he was a Adam Kaddish, Rabbeinu HaKaddish. Like Taisa speaks out, Taisa Oysa Yem, says, Shayer Kayin Oysa Rabbeinu HaKaddish. And he says, Ay, the Gemara, and Saita says, Shmei Rebbe Batla Anova Vira, Kedusha Bechlal, that's part of it. But then Taisa speaks another Pshat, Rabbeinu Chayim Kayin, a Mayridig Pshat. He says that what it means, Oysa Yem Shmei Rebbe Batla Kedusha, that means Kedusha's Kuna. When it came to Rebbe being Nifta, he was the God Lador, he was a Nasi, there was no Kedusha's Kuna, and Kahanim could be Matama to him. And Zok, Rabbeinu Chayim Kayin, this Taisa, if I would buy a Vaya of Rabbeinu Tam, I would have been Matama myself, even though he was a Kayin. And it's brought down Lalacha, we don't pass like this, but this is Shat Sad, that Kivrei Tzadikim are not Metameh. Because of this Gemara of Batul Kedusha, if someone's a Kohen, you have to look into the very Shtar, it's a big Shaila, had a Paskin, Baka Palim, that's this Mara Degatoysis over here. And Mar said, yeah, an Epoch on that, so still not a riot. But Tanya, Noga Kasha, Tanya Unter Bryce, because Chol Rebbe got sick, Niklas Rebbe Chia, it's Loi, Rebbe Chia came into him, Matsushu Baichi, found the Rebbe was crying, I'm a Loi. Rav Chia told Rabbi, Rebbe, why are you crying? My Tanya, if someone dies from laughter, after laughter, simon yofla, it's a good simon. If he's crying, it's not a good simon, because that means he's going to the Gehenim Chas Shalom. Panav Lamaila, up to Gan Eden, simon yofla. Panav Lamaila, simon raloi also, because it's like going down, like Gehenim. Panav Klapei Om, simon yofla. Panav Klapei Koisel, Klapei Koisel, simon raloi. That's a bad simon if it's Klapei the Koisel. Because it means that no one wants to look at him and do tshuva from seeing him. Pan of Yerukim, which means it's like whitish, greenish, simar alloy. Pan of Tzuvim Vadumim, gold and red, simar yofla, it's a good simon. Meis be'erev Shabbos, simar yofla. If you die be'erev Shabbos, that's a simon yofla, because Shabbos is not menucha, and it's a simon yofla, it's going straight into menucha. Matzah Shabbos, simar alloy. Meis be'erev Yekburim, simar alloy. You didn't get a kapar yet. Meis matzah Yekburim, simar yofla, that's good. Meis v'chol ma'ayim, if he dies from stomach ailments, simon yofla. But it's rumors of thinking v'chol ma'ayim. They die v'chol ma'ayim because it's v'chaper. It's very painful. It's v'chaper all yaveres. So this is what's going on when Rabbi Chia goes into Rebbe and he says, like, you know, that's not a good simon. Why are you crying? So Rebbe answered, I'm alone. I know how Torah mitzvahs come. I'm crying because I can't do Torah mitzvahs anymore. That's why I am crying. So again, you see, Rabbi Chia was there when Rebbe was being nifter. So Rabbi say ma'ayipach. Switch around. The boy is saying, "Loyim tepach." All those cases, loyim tepach. Of course, Rav Chia was alive when Rebbe died. Why did he make Rav Chia Rashiv? I'll tell you why. Talk to Gemara. Because Rebbe Chia also mitzvah sava. Rebbe Chia was a big askin of mitzvahs. Rebbe saw loy afkri. I'm not going to bevatel him from kaiyim mitzvahs. Which mitzvahs? We'll see which mitzvahs. So I knew. Rav Chia. When they used to fight, Rav Chia and Rav Chia used to fight. They want to see who was surpassing, like who's better, who's bigger. Only Rav Chia and Rav Chia. But how did the mitzvah be fighting with me? If the Torah will be forgotten from Israel, I'm such a big lamdan, I will return the Torah just for my pilpul. You're just like theoretical. But Poyel, I caused that Torah should not be forgotten from Klai Israel. What did I do? The Aisnam Kisna Vishad Yana, I took flax seeds and I planted them. That's what I did. I took a Gadlanishpi and I wove these nets, the Tzayna Tavye, and I caught with it, I trapped these deer, and I shechted it. I gave the meat to the Yisraimim, they should be strong. And I took the hides and I made them into klaf. I went to a town where there's no lamdi tanaikis. I wrote five chumashim out of these hides, these klafs, as parchment. I also taught Shishas Mishnah to six different children. That was Ba'peh. Teach the other one Seder. And that's how I made that. So he's Taka Torah from Yisrael. Behind the Rebbe, Kama Gedoyle Maisei Chia. How big are the Maisim of Chia? Amalai, Rav Shimon Bar Rebbe, Afilu M'cha, even bigger than yours? Amalai, in, yes, he's even bigger than me. Amalai, Rav Shimon, Rav Yosi, is he bigger than my father, Rav Yosi? Afilu M'abba? Amalai, Chas Shalom, let's take this to Israel. No one's bigger than your father, Rav Yosi. And it's a voyeur that really, that he said that he's bigger than him also, was just Anivas, of how the Rebbe was bigger than Rav Chivas Anivas. So I think I'm right. Amalahem, so Rebbe now told his people, call me my son Shimon. Nichas Rabbi Shimon Etzlah, he must law, he Sidri Chachma. Rabbi gave him over to Sidri Chachma, which is Maisa Bereshis, Maisa Merkava, they state in the Itz Yosef on the Ein Yaakov. Omer Lahem, Rabbi Golai Tzorach, and he my big son, Nichas Rabbi Yilai Slay, must law, Sidri Nasiyas. He gave him the different ways of being an Asi. Omer Lahem, he told him one of the Kalalim, the rules of being an Asi is, Bani, Nahai Nasiyos Chavaramim. When you're a leader, you have to lead strong, high, strong. Zerayk Mara Batamidim, and put Ema and make sure you're scary. Ema is like fear. Instill fear in your Tamidim. Make sure they respect you. Freit Barayini. Should a Nasi instill fear in the Tamidim? Tamidicham Vaksiv. That's Yira Hashem Yechaved. Vamamar. Who's that? Who's the Yira Hashem Yechaved? Vamamar. There you shuffle not Judas. Because I read Tamidicham. We saw a Talmud Chacham. A Yoyim because they stood up from his throne. Mechapkem and Ashkev. Curly Rebbe. Rebbe Mari Mari. So really kasha. It's not fair. The Shafad is talking about Bitzina. Privately did that. But Hava Fahesi, Fahesi, you have to show your power. You are a leader, you have to show power. You can't show any weakness. And therefore, you have to put Ema and fear, instill fear in the people. Tanya, you went to Braisa. Rabbi Mutal, he was sick. When he was sick, his deathbed was Bitzipari. Mokoim and his kever was set up for him. Mukhala Vavesha Arm. It was a different place, a different area. It was he had a place that was him. So after he died, they moved his Arim from Tzipari. If it's one city to another city, based Sha'arim. Frank Demar Vatanya was Rebbe in Sepayr. It says in the Pasuk. It says in the Brisa. Pasuk says, Tzedek Tzara Tzedek. Run after Tzedek, after justice. Halacha Rebbe Lo Yisharim. Go after Rebbe in Beis Sha'arim. You see, Rebbe was in Beis Sha'arim. He wasn't in Sepayr. So Gemara, Rebbe Beis Sha'arim Hava. He really was. That was his main place, his Beis Sha'arim. That's where his cave was prepared. Elakim Lechalos, when he got sick, Amtul at Tzipari. They brought him to Tzipari, which was a city in the mountains. The medallia, it's very high. Ubasim Avira, it's very good ear. They brought it there for health reasons, and that's where he was, and that's where he died. And by Machaikin, Beis Sha'arim was in a valley, and it was very hot there, so they brought him to this town, and when he was nifted, they brought him back to Beis Sha'arim to be buried.